This is GQDN for a finally Friday, August 29th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase, and while you're there, go check out Questworthy. It's really good stuff. Yes, it is. Just go get it. It's good. Real good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. A lot of good stuff up there. Go check that out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, could there be an Injustice 3? Somebody hit 2 million sales. Oh, a game did. And what could Valve be doing? We will begin today with World of Warcraft, because somebody did an interview with Ultra Time, and that was the lead visual development artist, Gabriel Gonzalez, and the associate design director, Maria Hamilton, because they were talking about the nature of the void and the dangers of the light that's going to be coming in World of Warcraft Midnight. And they talked about how the World Soul Saga has not changed since early development. But some of the details did change, because they were thinking about things that could be suited in the War Within, or things that could be saved for later. And they were also talking about the pacing and content releases that they were considering as well. And they had to make some changes as they went. And the storyboard teams were working far ahead of the development teams, even years ahead of what the players can see right now. So they did take a look at Silver Moon City and how it would be reimagined. And they did say that this was going to be a major challenge, because they were creating a character in Eversong Woods, and making the trip to Silver Moon will be the first gameplay experience for many players, especially if you played specifically Alliance and did not hit some of the earlier World of Warcraft raids. They also went into some of the other things, like the Alliance friendly section, and they said that that section is not Alliance exclusive. It will be available to both, but the Horde will have an exclusive part of the city and will not allow the Alliance inside, because if the Alliance went there, it could kill them. And he also said that flying is indeed possible, but we know that, don't we? But they had to make some space to ensure that the mountains to make a gradual transition all the way to Zulaman. And they were also talking about representing the void. And they said that Zalatath is the current representation of the void, because she manipulates things, but she's different from the enemies of the past. And the void storm could be a big problem during Midnight, but we'll figure that out when we get there, right? Now, Rinna will help us reach to Henadar through opening a path through the rootways. So we'll see what happens. And they went to the Call of the Light, which, if you guys saw the video, they were talking about that. And then they saw the Army of Light did respond. And that would include some creatures that you might not expect. So we shall see what happens when that comes. They also talked about uniting the people of Azeroth, some of the artistic visions and technical directions, and years of housing development. The whole interview can be found on YouTube, because they did another interview with Senior Technical Director Frank Kalawski and the Senior Art Director Eli Cannon. And that's where they were talking about Azeroth and artistic visions and all that stuff. So that's one part of Blizzard Entertainment. But there's another part that did unionize. The Verge did say that over 450 developers have organized through multiple departments, and that's from the Blizzard's Diablo team. And that makes them one of the largest and latest groups of Microsoft workers to unionize. And why? Because they are looking to improve the compensation, job security, and workplace conditions under the Microsoft parent company. So here's what Kelly Yu did say about the Diablo Union. Quote, "With every subsequent round of mass layoffs, I've witnessed the dread in my coworkers grow stronger, because it feels like no amount of hard work is enough to protect us. This is just the first step for us joining a movement spreading across the industry that is tired of living in fear," end quote. So they have unionized, but we know where we can find these some of these games on Steam. WCCF Tech did say that Valve has now started to request the age verification for Steam users to access the mature content. Now, this is done in the UK, and it was in response of the UK Online Safety Act. Valve has begun requesting and requiring that UK players would verify their age if they want to play any mature games on the platform. Now, WCCF Tech did take a look at this because they are seeing the AI tools, and Valve is going to take that same approach. And the users have been online since it went in effect there last Friday. So now you're going to have to do your age verification if you're in the UK. And that would possibly affect, according to WCCF Tech, GTA Online, and some of the verifications could be enforced because that could be very likely. Now, will this come to the US or other countries? We'll let you know when the time comes. But what can we find on Steam? Well, there's some games that are on the Unreal Engine 5, and the Epic CEO via purexbox.com was talking about the said engine. And that's the CEO Tim Sweeney, because he was in a roundtable interview with South Korea. And they did quote, "This is game" in BGC. And that's why he did say that they were building the games for the high-end hardware, and they were struggling to scale it for the lower spec devices in the process. So he did start talking about early in development and said, quote, "The primary reason why Unreal Engine 5 based games don't run smoothly on certain PCs or GPUs is the development process. Many developers develop games for high-end hardware, then perform optimization and testing on lower spec devices in the final stages of development. Of course, optimization is by no means an easy task. It's a challenging one. Ideally, optimization should be implemented early in development before full-scale content build begins." Now, Sweeney also said they had some major solutions on how they could help out the developers in the future. And he also said that the games will be becoming more complex than ever to make, and the engine and game developers are now required to work together in order to solve some of the issues that would show up in the process. Further quote, "Compared to a decade ago, the complexity of games themselves have significantly increased, making optimization at the engine level a challenge. Consequently, game developers and engine developers like us are increasingly required to collaborate to solve their issues," end quote. But what could be made by this, or could have been made by this? Well, that could be, though I don't really know, the Exit 8. According to Gamatsu.com, they hit 2 million sales. Yes, they did. Now, the game did first launch on November 29th, 2023, and it did show up on Switch on April 17th, 2024, and PlayStation 4 and 5 on August 8th, 2024. The Xbox Series on January 8th this year, and iOS and Android on March 27th this year, and Switch 2 today. And there could also be a movie coming to some of the Japanese theaters today that was planned for an early 2026 theater release in the rest of the world. So, this game, once again, got 2 million sales, if not more than that. In fact, at PlaySM did say, quote, "Exit 8 has already surpassed the cumulative sales figure of 2 million copies just as little before the movie release. Congratulations to Kotake Create. We are grateful to everyone who loved it and nurtured it. We did it." Well done to them, and they got some stuff on the way too. And this is on the way for all you people that want High on Life on Switch 2. According to GameSpot.com, there are some improvements coming. Yes, there are. So if you have a Switch 2 and you have High on Life, let's say you just got it, You can now use the Joy-Con 2 mouse controls if you like playing the FPSs on PC. But if you want to use your Switch 2, well, they're going to have some VFX and some texture quality at a higher frame rate, along with some enhanced resolutions while they're docked. That will bring the game up to a 1080p with 30 frames per second. So you get a graphics upgrade, you get to use your Joy-Cons as a mouse, all good there. This one could be good too. We're going to Rumorville, but you might like it because if you did like Injustice 1 and 2, some of the voice actors are coming out and saying that there might be an Injustice 3. And that was Phil Lamar and George Newbern, because they were the voice actors behind Green Lantern and Superman. But they also voiced some of the heroes in animated TV shows and features. So they both might have confirmed that they were making Injustice 3 at the conventions where WB Games and NetherRealm are right now. Now, some of the leaks did say that NetherRealm was discussing a DC game with Warner Brothers leaders at the DC franchise, James Gunn and Peter Safran. And we also know that some of the NetherRealm games were made under Warner Brothers, which goes to Mortal Kombat and the Injustice games. And NetherRealm did move on from making the new Mortal Kombat 1 content. So Brendan Burrow got up on X and said, quote, "Yesterday I finally met my favorite voice actor for Superman, George Newbern. I was telling him he's definitely is the voice for me and how much I love the game Multiverses, and in response to my Multiverses comment, he told me he's currently working on Injustice 3. Could this be coming? Could this be coming? All right, we got something for you if you're waiting for Battlefield 6. Because PC Gamers said that if you're going to play it on PC, here is what you need. Four minimum settings. 1080p, 30fps. That's your graphics settings. GPU will be the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2060 or the AMD Radeon RX 5600 XT or the Intel Arc A380. CPU, Intel Core i5-8400, AMD Ryzen 5-2600. Either one. RAM, 16 gigabytes. Storage, 55 gigabytes. Yeah, it can be a big one. And he said in the extra notes, TPM2 and Secure Boot are both needed. Well, that's across the board. So we won't go to that one again, but recommended, balanced, 1440p at 60fps, performance, 1080p at 80fps. And for the GPU, GeForce RTX 3060 Ti, Radeon RX 6700 XT, Arc B580. For the CPU, Intel Core i7-10700, AMD Ryzen 3700X, RAM, 16 gigabytes, and they're saying this dual channel 3200 megahertz. Storage, 90 gigabytes SSD, Ultra, here's the big boy, balanced, 4K at 60fps, that's Ultra. Performance, 1440p at 144fps, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4080, AMD Radeon 7900 XTX, Intel Core i9-12900K, AMD Ryzen 7800 XT3D, 32 gigabytes of RAM, dual channel 4800 megahertz. Once again, 90 gigabytes SSD. It's a biggin. It is a biggin. Just so you're ready. But there's a biggin going with sales as well. IGN did say there's 5 PC games on sale that they are recommending under $10 for over the Labor Day weekend. And they're saying that it's Inscription, Hollow Knight, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Bug Fables, The Everlasting Slapping, or Sapling, not Slapping, but Sapling, and Gris. And there's some other deals at Humble Bundle. So if you want to see it all, go do it over on Humble Bundle. Indeed. No weekly show this weekend. It is a holiday weekend for the U.S. So those around the world, we do apologize, but go enjoy the weekend. Those in the U.S., enjoy a three-day weekend. You earned it. We all did. So I get to do the following. You can find me at Joe Brahms on both X and Blue Sky. You can also find me on twitch.tv/JoeSpace and on twitch.tv/stackup.org Sunday mornings. I'll be there. You can find Golvin, Golvin Versus on Twitter and Golvin on Blue Sky. You can go check out the monkcraftpodcast.com. He talks about everything monks for World of Warcraft. So go check him out there. And he's on twitch.tv/GolvinVersus as well. You can find the show. Well, first you can email show@thegroupquest.com or you can go to thegroupquest.com. You find all the different shows there. And you can find the show when we are recording live on Saturday evenings, twitch.tv/dawnforge. And you can go check out swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code Quest. Go check out Questworthy. Yeah, you can do that. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again on Tuesday. That's right. Taking the day off there, too. So until then, go play some video games, people.